The president then went and met with Senate Republicans. Senator John Thune talked about how that meeting went.
We had a good discussion with the president today, and as the leader also mentioned, a lot of it had to do with what's happening in the economy. And I think the president rightfully can take great credit for some significant strides that we've made.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Retail sales rose last month, but not as much as they did the month before. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
Retail sales rising 0.3% last month, according to the Tuesday report from the U.S. Commerce Department, and that 0.3% rise is exactly the gain that retail analysts were forecasting. It's 0.5% below, though, the revised increase for March, when retail sales surged by 0.8%.
A new tax approved by the Seattle City Council has triggered a fierce war of words between the liberal city and two behemoth companies, mainly Starbucks and Amazon. Herman Cain is the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He says companies and businesses in Seattle have basically two options.
The Seattle City Council, they just won't learn. Now, workers got to find jobs. Long term, some businesses are going to either slow the growth and some are going to even leave.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar went a little more in depth on Monday regarding his plan to help lower prescription drug costs for many Americans. He went on Fox Business to discuss some of the key points.
Key elements here are bringing better negotiation to the Medicare drug program, because, of course, that's the program that we control for tens of millions of Americans and pays for so much of drug expense here in this country. We've got our retail pharmacy program, what's called Medicare Part D, and the president is going to unleash the drug plans to actually negotiate against Big Pharma in certain categories where right now negotiation has basically not existed, with almost no discounts or rebates being paid, a no-touch zone. We're pulling that off. We're allowing full negotiation. We're going to have bidding and real discounting in that space. And for the first time ever, we're going to bring negotiation, competition, and discounting to the physician-administered drugs where nothing has existed in the past.
With the U.S. moving its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, we're still seeing reaction come in, including Senator John Barrasso, who says this should have been done a long time ago.
The last three have promised it. President Trump delivered. And you could just see the signs yesterday in Jerusalem, bipartisan support for what the president has promised the people of the state of Israel. So pleased with the decision. It was the right decision, and I'm glad President Trump got it done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch the past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business here at the Hunterdon Internet Chamber Radio Station here in Flemington, New Jersey. We're happy that you're listening to our program today. And I have two wonderful guests today, which we're going to try to get here onto our live video, which is not working for me at the moment, but well, during some messages from our sponsors, I will do that. So I have Alyssa Reeves and Chris Kober here, who are co-creators of Let's Create the Sweet Life, which is an online business. And I want to thank you both for being here today. The program that we're going to be talking about today is yours, which is really an online blog. That's really how you call it.
Yes.
So, Alyssa, how did briefly? How do we meet?
So, Chris and I actually met with our daughters. Chris and I.
Yeah.
We met through our daughters. We just attended a little event in Clinton, and our daughters connected, and that's how we became friends. And that was the first time we met.
Yeah. Okay. And then how did I meet you?
Oh. Yeah. We met through the Women in
BW
Business.
Nice.
That's right.
BW
Nice.
A breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that's where I had attended.
Yes.
Okay. I've been a member of BW Nice for a long time. In fact, I've had quite a few people coming here to be interviewed on this program as a result of having gone to those meetings. So it's actually it's a win-win for everybody, really. So we have a couple messages here, and I'm going to come back in a little bit and have you hopefully online. I'll get this all figured out, so bear with me a little bit.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and, of course, the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Taking a look at the weather, it's partly cloudy with 86 degrees outside right now, and we're getting some weather reports that we're going to have serious thunderstorms and showers starting about 4 o'clock this afternoon. And but in the meantime, we have a high of about 86, and the rainfall amounts will probably start sometime in northern New Jersey about 4 o'clock and then travel down through the state. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9 p.m. this evening. And tomorrow, Wednesday, there's also a chance of showers and thunderstorms. So we'll come back with an extended forecast when later on in the program. So, Alyssa and Chris, I'm really sorry. I'm not getting you on live today. So we'll have to have you come back again some other time so people can see what you look like. But your business is Let's Create the Sweet Life. And tell me, why did you start this? Why do you do what you do? That's a question that who is it? I guess some marketing gurus ask their clients, why do you do? And people buy why you do what you do.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's definitely evolved. Initially, we just wanted to do something creative that was meaningful that could help people. So it was sort of vague. But it's become much more focused, and our goal is really to help people with autoimmune conditions find a better life through changing their diet and changing some aspects of their lifestyle. So it's really to help people who have autoimmune conditions. I myself have had one, and the diet that I follow that we focus on in the blog is what really helped me.
I looked up you have, can we say what you have?
Yeah. sure.
You have Hashimoto's condition.
Yes.
And for that reason, you have to really watch your diet. So helping people to address those issues, I think, is a wonderful thing. I guess my question is, how do you find those people?
So it takes time. There are a number of Facebook groups for people with autoimmune conditions, and that's really where we've started because I know about them because they've helped me. So it's a big online community that you try to connect with. But we're always, it is still a question for ourselves. How do we reach people, in person? At the moment, we're growing online slowly but surely, but we're using these Facebook groups and Instagram to meet other people. That's really social media.
Yeah. Are there nonprofit groups that also? Do you reach out to them?
We have not at this point. We're about 7 months in at this point. Yeah. So we haven't yet, but they do exist, and that is on our list, you know, to do, is to definitely reach out to them, because there's an autoimmune advocacy group. There's also a Hashimoto's group. So, yes, they do exist. Yeah, they're not in New Jersey, but they exist.
So you're the creative person here more, I guess, and then Chris, you're more the technical person?
Yes, I do the photography for the site. I do also the design for the site, and I take care of all the technical things that go behind running the site.
Well, so what are some of the technical things that you're concerned about?
Traffic to the website. Is the website up, and is it running properly? Are the pictures showing up correctly? Are the posts going on the way they should be going? And that's kind of it.
So you started, you said, 7 or 8 months ago?
Yes, yep.
Okay, how are you doing with attracting an audience?
Well, you know, it's slow but steady. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
It's slow but steady. I mean, we check. We have a meeting once a week where we look at analytics and we look at how we're growing. We study social media. So it is slow but steady. I mean, because, again, it's not face-to-face, but it's using social media to do our marketing. We want to grow, obviously, much more.
Yeah.
I think we are growing, like, steadily.
Yes.
Even if, like, not too much, but every month is a little more.
Yeah.
So you're using Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook and anything else any other tools that you're using?
We also send out a newsletter, although that's really, the way we're reaching people for that is mainly through those social media outlets. So, but the newsletter we send out once a week has the potential to reach more people. But primarily social media.
So this is an online newsletter.
Yes.
Everything's digital.
People sign up for our newsletter, and then every week they get something.
Yeah. That's very good. So in looking at your website, I see that you have recipes on there. Let's create the sweet life. What are you doing to create the sweet life for people?
Yeah. So initially, you know, it really started with recipes, and that has been our focus. I work kind of part-time with my daughter, is still in preschool, but we have some posts that we've done just about how to heal from Hashimoto's using things like your intuition, playfulness, yoga. We have some posts planned that involve more than just recipes, but recipes are our focus right now, and that's where our that's where we're strong at the moment, is through our recipes.
Yeah, we came out with this need for recipes through Alisa's experience, that whenever she went to a party, there was never anything she could eat. Or if she went to a restaurant, there was never anything she could eat. And then she develops these recipes from scratch, and most of these recipes are totally her own. And they totally match what she needs, and hopefully what many other people need too.
Yeah. So that's interesting. When you go to restaurants, you have to be really concerned about where you go, and then the certain ingredients, I guess, that they're using in their...
Yes.
So do you go out much?
Not as much as I used to. It's true, I don't. And that's a very common kind of trajectory for someone with autoimmune condition, is that they don't go out to eat as much. But when you do go out to eat, you plan ahead a little more.
Yeah.
You call ahead.
Yeah.
Some people even have a card that they bring with them. You treat it in a serious way, because it is serious for you. But there's still ways around it to make it fun. And there's more and more restaurants now that will help you. People are so much more aware now about being gluten-free and allergies, I think, than they were even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and celiac. A lot of people have celiac as well. So there's more awareness. So that helps. That helps. But yes, that's true. I don't eat as much as I used to.
That's really, you know, I'm a lot older than you are, obviously. But I don't recall people having allergies as we see today. I have a niece who's allergic to sesame seeds. And she has to carry
EpiPen?
EpiPen with her. And I know a young girl who passed away from peanuts. She went to a restaurant that said they didn't use peanuts in the food, and all of a sudden she got sick and ended up in the hospital. And that was a long time ago, but it's really pretty bad. It's
terrible.
And I'd go out to lunch with a friend of mine who can't have fresh herbs. If they're dried, it's okay, but if they're fresh, it's not.
Interesting.
Wow. I've got, you know, God bless me with good health, and I don't have these issues now. Maybe, hopefully, I never will at this point. But
absolutely.
It's amazing to me how many people have these problems.
I know. And there's different theories about why that is. I don't know. I think that we live in a world that presents us with just a lot of toxins, and our bodies, everyone has like a certain level at which they can handle before they're going to have problems. And for a lot of people, that point gets reached sooner, just because of the environment and things beyond our control. But our food as well. And beyond that, it's still a bit of a mystery, I think, to a lot of people, but the numbers are definitely growing especially for autoimmune conditions. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if it's from the part of the country where you were living, or is it the water?
I don't know.
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's also, you know, and people, like, it could be that you're getting sort of toxins from your environment, or even some of the food you eat, the way that cattle and produce are raised have levels of pesticides they didn't used to. All of that kind of comes into play. And then there's an emotional component, too, and a lot of people with autoimmune conditions may have had like a triggering event, mm-hmm. and that pushed them over the edge. So it's kind of everything together. That's why the diet that we look at involves like lifestyle change as well, because it's not just diet, but diet's a huge part of it.
Wow. So you may know or not know that I teach classes in marketing, and the important thing is that you know who your target audience is so that you can reach out to them directly. There are a lot of business owners that do what I call throwing their marketing messages against the wall to see what sticks. But for a business to grow, they really have to know exactly who they're best suited to serve. And along the way, you pick up clients from other places. But it's important that you get the message to the right people. So when I asked you about Hashimoto's nonprofit organization, are those organizations run by some national organizations, and do they have like regional groups, or do you know how that works?
I wish I did. I don't, actually. That's pretty bad. I think the reason I don't also know more detail is because I was inspired to do this from a number of bloggers, and they don't mention and they don't seem to connect to these organizations. Maybe that's another step that the community needs to look at, because I never see it on other blogs. You know,
that's what I wondered.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, but that it actually could be a great way to, you know, market, find your audience.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, of course, there are other, you've mentioned celiac disease, and
yes.
What are the other ones that you mentioned?
Oh, there's a number, but let's see, celiac, Hashimoto's, I wish I had a list of them in front of me. You know, even skin conditions like psoriasis and so on are actually autoimmune in nature as well.
Are they really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Arthritis,
yeah. Rheumatoid arthritis, thank you, and MS, multiple sclerosis,
yeah.
Those are two big ones too that are autoimmune conditions. So the diet that we support and the diet that we make the recipes for can help all of those conditions.
Well, that sounds really, I mean, you could really do a lot with this. So
we hope to.
That's where Chris's job comes in. You can do your homework while she's making recipes and cooking.
She does a lot of creative. She does all the photography too, so she's very creative too.
Oh wow!
And she's an artist and a photographer in her own right. Yeah, so we both share that.
Well, the pictures I saw online were very attractive.
Those were all hers.
Say.
Thank
really
you.
Good.
Yeah, those are hers.
So, what did you do before you got involved with Alyssa?
I was a photographer too.
Like, really?
Yeah, I do portraits and. I wanted to do something extra, and then I figured, I can bring photography into this.
Yeah.
And
so is that a business that you've established then over a period of time?
The photography?
Yeah.
Yes. I used to work at a management consulting firm before as an IT person, and I always had the photography, like there. That was my thing to do. And I decided to quit my job and start doing just photography, and, that's when I started doing photography for families and individuals.
That's really good. So what's the name of that business?
Oh, that business. Right now, it's like there's two businesses going on.
Really?
One is the Cheerful Melody Photography, and that's like my first. And I'm evolving it to become more focused on dancers and headshots and food.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be Chris Colbert Photo, which is the developing one. So I'm going to be moving from Cheerful Melody Photography to Chris Colbert Photo.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. Now, Alyssa, you live in California?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, where do you live?
Hampton.
Okay, so you're not too far away, obviously.
No.
But do you work out of one office? Do you work out of your respective homes?
We work out of our homes, yeah.
Yeah.
And at the moment, you know, we do a lot over the phone, but once a week we meet up and mm-hmm. we do photos.
Yeah.
So we get together, we have recipes, at least three or four, and we photograph them once a week.
You do.
Yeah.
That's now right now you're not selling anything on the website. It's just that you're providing an information for people in education. That's what marketing is. It's education, and you can yes. maybe there's ways that you can build in some passive income opportunities. I mean, you could sell the rest of the recipe book.
Yes.
Are you working toward that?
Yes.
I would think you should.
We are. We have a book in mind. We have a concept. We have some recipes for it, and we have a date of like in the fall. That's our goal
is to get
it out in the fall.
Yeah.
We also got invited to be part of a community cookbook. So it's a group of bloggers who all focus on AIP, and they're going to be putting out a cookbook in August. So we're going to be in that too. So
that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I work in the pet industry, and I've had my own business for longer than you are old, and my work has been to help manufacturers build channels of distribution for their products, and so I'm always interested in how businesses get started and how they build up and what they're selling and so forth. So I think you have a great deal of potential there.
Thank
for
you.
Your business, you know.
We started talking a little too late about it, but maybe perhaps next summer we're going to sell in farmers markets, or maybe I will just do that on my own. But I'd like to get away to meet people face-to-face and talk to them about the products and reach people with autoimmune conditions who might benefit from this type of diet.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in the pet industry, there is an organization called Blog Paws. So it's a blogging organization made up of bloggers, and they all blog about pets and pet products, and many of them will do it at no charge, or they will take samples of products to try them, and then they'll blog about them. And then nowadays, more and more of them are becoming, employees of companies, and they do blogging on a regular basis for those people. But it's amazing how that whole industry evolved, I think, over the last maybe 10 or 15 years. Mm-hmm. And now they have conferences once a year. I mean, that's how big it has become.
Wow.
And I'm on their mailing list for tips on blogging. And I'm so busy, I don't have time. I should read them more. But, it's amazing how blogging has become mm-hmm. so valuable in business today.
Yes.
So it's would you be able to blog about maybe there's some ingredients or certain locally grown products that you could talk
yes.
about, or do you do that already?
No, but I would like to very much to connect with a local farm, maybe
yeah.
use those ingredients from the farm to make a recipe, demonstrate something for people, maybe at a farm
yeah.
or something similar. Yeah, absolutely. Because part of the emphasis is definitely on locally grown, whenever you can, you know, when it's possible. So that's definitely something I'd like to do. We haven't yet.
You know, a long time ago, I interviewed or counseled. I do a lot of counseling of small business owners. I've been doing it for a really, really long time. And I had a woman who had a food product and had set up a website, and she had recipes for her ingredient. And so in talking about her marketing outreach, we came upon the idea of developing a so-called like a mascot for her company. It's like Aunt Jemima pancakes look at all the companies that have a person representing the company. And they're a character. They may not be they may have been the founder, but they become you know, like, the, as I said, the mascot for the company. Mm-hmm. So she came up with the name of some lady's name who was the one inventing the recipes. And then she was able to sell the recipes under that fictitious name.
Interesting.
In order to, and that was what she was, how she was promoting not only her product but also recipes that would use her ingredients. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think one of the benefits of what we're doing is that I am the face, you know, and so you see my face on the, that's our picture when you go to Facebook or if you go anywhere, and that's so important. People need to see a face, like, behind what you're doing, especially, I feel like, in our market or in our area, because people want to trust you, and you really need to build that trust, so they need to see you and who you are.
I agree with you. People do business with people, not companies. So you could take, have you thought about using YouTube videos to market your business?
Yes. We started, and then we kind of felt overwhelmed because we were trying to do a lot. Now I think we could get back into it more.
Yeah.
Because we're now on a set routine with our recipes and the newsletter, but it's kind of like layering up things. So, yeah. So, but we actually have a video we made. We've made a couple videos. We have a YouTube channel.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes. All that exists already.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to break for some. I really switched my program around since I had trouble with the video. But we're at a break now. We're going to do some news and weather, and I will come back to chat with you again.
USA Radio News.
We are calling on Congress to secure our borders. Support our border agents, stop sanctuary cities, and shut down policies that release violent criminals back into our communities. We don't want it any longer. We've had it.
President Donald Trump today at the 37th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. The president there speaking about our borders and becoming safe. The president then went and met with Senate Republicans. Senator John Thune talked about how that meeting went.
We had a good discussion with the president today, and as the leader also mentioned, a lot of it had to do with what's happening in the economy. And I think the president rightfully can take great credit for some significant strides that we've made.
This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and I'm having a great conversation here. But before I get any further, I just wanted to mention about the weather. Chance of showers on Wednesday and thunderstorms tomorrow, Wednesday, with a high near 67 degrees. And then Wednesday night, showers again with a low of about 55. And then I like to go into the further extended weather forecast. So it's chance of showers on Thursday again. So I guess you better have your umbrella handy, it looks like to me. So, but at any rate, we had a couple of good days, I guess. Today's been pretty nice, actually. Anyway, that said, my guests for today are Alyssa Reeves and Chris Kober, and they are partners and co-creators of a company called Let's Create the Sweet Life, and it's essentially a blog format that they have for their business, but they have a presence both in the website as well as Facebook. Mm-hmm. So tell me what is the address of your website?
So it's just the name. It's www.letscreatethesweetlife.com.
Okay. And then on Facebook, it's under the same name.
Same name.
Okay.
It is apostrophe S. L-E-T apostrophe.
Let's Create the Sweet Life.
We're also on Instagram. Let's Create the Sweet Life on Instagram.
It's on there as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Pinterest.
And Pinterest. So you have pictures of all your food and on Pinterest.
Yes.
That's really good. It looked very nice. I was at a speaker for the New Jersey, for the National American Small Business Development Center's annual conference last September. We were in Nashville. If you've ever been to Nashville, it's an interesting place to go. But at any rate, I went to hear other speakers. There were 140 speakers, and I did one or two programs out of that 140, so I had a chance to hear other speakers. And one of the fellows that I heard is some kind of a consultant, but he uses YouTube exclusively, and he told me that he has 100 YouTube videos, and that's where he gets all his leads. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about it is that he had a certain way of dressing. He had sort of like a Hawaiian type of shirt on, and he made the point of saying that whenever he filmed his videos, he had the same background. He always wore a floral type of shirt, but it was consistently similar shirts, and that was the look he had. He didn't change it. So when you go on YouTube video, you're going to have to have an apron or something.
Yes. That's a very good point. I mean, we follow the same kind of formula when we take photos. Mm-hmm. We use the same location. We use a same backdrop oftentimes, but then we mix it up with, like we were talking about, napkins. So we use a different napkin with each picture, but we definitely try to keep it consistent in certain respects with photos. But you're right. We need to think about that for videos, too.
You do, yeah. And then when somebody happens to come across you somewhere, that continuity really will alert them to the fact that it's you and not someone else who has this business. So
that's a good point.
And that's when you're sending out your messaging, do you talk about the features are that you have a food that's safe and appropriate for the various health issues, and then do you talk about the benefits of those features? Do you introduce, what are some of the things that you would say to somebody? And when I ask, this is a test. give me a feature, and then put two words in there, which means, and then give the benefit. Mm. So you're connecting the feature with the benefit. So what would be an examples of how you would communicate that kind of information?
Okay. You want me to give an example,
yeah,
too?
But,
okay.
Yeah, I'm testing you. So.
Okay.
I'll let you know if you pass.
Okay. So I have one. Offal. I don't know if you're familiar with offal, which is like organ meat. Organ meat is more commonly used.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So organ meat is not something many people commonly eat, but organ meat is nutritionally dense. So like if we were going to make a recipe with organ meat, which we haven't done yet, but we've done other things with some ingredients that are less than typical, like bone marrow. But if we were, we would say, here's something that's nutritionally dense. So that's the information that we would provide about it, plus a lot more.
Now
that's just the minimum.
Now that's a feature.
Yes.
So you would say, which means, and then what's the benefit to someone consuming that?
Okay. So organ meats are one of the richest sources of iron that our bodies are actually available for our bodies to use, much, much more so than a supplement. So that's one thing I would mention, is that it's a really bioavailable form of iron, and mm-hmm. other nutrients too, like the K vitamin, the B vitamins. Those are, organ meats are some of the best, maybe the best source of those vitamins that you can get. So that's what I would say.
Okay. And then the benefits of having that bioavailable organ meat and all the nutritional supplements would make them feel better?
Absolutely.
Which means they will feel better.
Yes. Yes.
That's
absolutely.
What I'm getting to.
I'm sorry. I missed the end point of that. A lot of people with autoimmune conditions are actually low in iron. So it's actually one of the, I don't want to call it a rule, but it's really recommended to have organ meats once a week if you're on this healing diet. And the reason for that is because you're giving your body these nutrients and you're lacking in them. So it's like giving you a boost,
Okay. So you say, which means that you'll have a boost in your iron and your system,
which means you'll have more energy, but it won't be jittery like coffee. It's real energy.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Because, the thing is, a lot of companies are product driven. They say we do then we do this, or we have this and we have that, but they don't explain. They don't take it to the final step, which is what the benefits are, because people don't buy what you do. Mm-hmm. They buy what they get. Mm-hmm. So in doing business with you, either by taking your recipes and actually creating those foods, and you're explaining to them what the benefits will be when they have used your recipes.
Yeah. So when I write up a recipe, I talk about all those things you just mentioned in the post. So it's there. When I share on social media, I may not share it in my post to social media, but if they, as long as they go to the blog, they'll see that.
Yeah.
But I do share more on Instagram. Instagram is kind of a place where you have our stories. That's a great feature of Instagram. So a lot of times on stories, I'll show myself even eating organ meats, or I'll show myself making bone broth, mm-hmm. you know, some of these foods. And a lot of people are familiar with the benefits, but I can list them on the stories before sharing it. So that's a great technique too.
That sounds really very nice. I like that. Also, what you're hitting upon too is a call to action. Because you want people to go to your blog. Mm-hmm. So you're giving them a reason to do that.
Yes.
So that's also very good.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, there's always more we could do. And you get that feeling from Instagram and social media. There's always more. But yeah, I do feel like I am hitting that point when I write a post and when I use Instagram, like in that way with stories.
That's really good. Now, I'm curious, are you keeping... You have people who want to receive your information. How are you storing those names and contact information?
We have we use a service called MailChimp.
Okay.
And MailChimp provides us with the way to get a form on our website mm-hmm. that people can fill in. And they fill in and the information goes directly to MailChimp, which is a separate website that keeps all that information.
Interesting. Now, are you... I assume you're somewhat aware of the medical concerns that certain of your readers have because they've responded to you. Are you keeping track of what their issues are specifically?
No, we do not collect information beyond their name and email address at the moment.
I was thinking it might be helpful. It's more work. But let's say that those people who have Hashimoto's, for example, might benefit from certain recipes or ingredients that they should be using, and you might want to draw their attention to those things specifically,
yes.
rather than broadcasting it to everybody.
Yeah, it depends on how many people engage, but Instagram is a way to do that. With stories, you can have a poll, mm-hmm. so you can ask people, we're curious, how many of you have Hashimoto's?
Yeah.
But it is that, finding that out is a little tricky. I'm not sure, you know, I would love to have that information. And I recently, one of the bloggers who I follow, who I like a lot, she was able to do a big survey, but her readership is huge. So she was able to get a survey done where she discovered how many people have Hashimoto's, how many people have rheumatoid arthritis. But again, she's much bigger than we are, and she went through a whole survey process. But it would be helpful to know. There might be a way to do that with Instagram. Still, it might not give us an accurate representation of who's
right.
Really
and reading. With the newsletter, we're trying to get people to give us their email address,
right.
like without much trouble for them.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we keep adding more questions to it, it's going to make them not want to do it.
Yeah.
But I think in the future we should try that because it would be good to know that
information. I was thinking if they share with you what their interests or their specific medical concerns are, you may begin to see a pattern. And you could see, let's say that the ones that have rheumatoid arthritis, you might say, well, are there some nonprofit organizations that you're connected with that we could share our information with those people, with that organization.
Yeah.
See, a lot of, you have the unique opportunity to figure out you can actually name the people because they're responding to you. Not everybody has that luxury. I counsel people who are quite skilled, and they know exactly what kind of clients they're capable of serving, but they don't know who they are and where they hang out. You are developing a list of people, so you know them directly. But another way to get to your end user would be through organizations. Mm-hmm. So if you can get them to endorse you,
yeah,
I think that that could be an interesting thing to do. But you would need a system for, I think, tracking the people, having all that information. Eventually, there might be stuff you can sell them, mm-hmm. or I don't know. You can go a lot further, I think, with that focus.
Yeah, definitely. And there are there's one person in particular within like this paleo community. Paleo diet is a bit less. I don't like the word restrictive, but it's got more foods options in it than the autoimmune paleo. Mm-hmm. But there's somebody in that community that you can kind of link up to by having a badge on your site so people know that you're approved by her. So that's a way, too, because people really trust her. And I think that there's a way to maybe partner with her, this person.
That's a really good idea. You know, I tell my clients if there are trade associations that they can belong to, they can then take that seal or that logo and put it on their own websites to show. And that's really a demonstration of true interest and involvement into whatever it is that they're focused on. And it helps to build trust.
Yeah, because I'm not sure, like, with organizations, Hashimoto's, I'm not sure what options, like, if I'm not sure they endorse you, but I would love it if they did.
Yeah.
I have to do more research, but I just looked briefly at a couple, and I didn't see anything there. But then within the paleo community, you could get endorsed by this one lady. And there's other ways, too, but some of it is still a learning process for us. You know, we're trying to find more people ourselves.
Well, yeah, I've got one more idea, but I'm going to break for some of our words from some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And we're happy that you're listening. And I think you'll be happy, too, after having heard this interview with Alyssa Reeves and Chris Kober, who are the co-creators and owners of Let's Create the Sweet Life. So we've been talking. I always get into marketing ideas. That's my thing. So,
yeah.
And I'm always anxious to find out how businesses, how they actually get started. And you have explained that. One of the things that you hit on was a woman that you know who's an expert in the paleo diets, mm-hmm. and you called her, what did you call her?
Yeah, paleo mom.
She's a paleo, okay. She's what I would call a key opinion leader or a center of influence. Mm-hmm. And by getting to know people like her, she has all these connections out there. And if you can get somebody like her, and there are others out there, get them interested in what you do, they will speak to their audiences. And in fact, some of this was really covered in a book entitled Crossing the Chasm, mm-hmm. where you get to know the innovators and the adopters, and you may be familiar with those terms. But the innovators and adopters are people who are really interested in seeing new technology, new ideas. They may or may not try it, but they're just enamored by creativity and what people can do, and they will speak to their audiences. So they will help you get to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And it's less costly and less time-consuming when you find those people who are centers of influence. It's like if in school you have the PTAs, and whoever the president is of the PTA usually is real popular, and they know everybody. And if you get that person, that lady on your side, that mom on your side, then she'll have you come in to give a talk, or, you know, get people interested in what you do and be supportive. So in essence, she becomes what you might call an evangelist for your business. So maybe this lady that you're referring to would be one of those.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. And it reminds me, too, that this is the way for some bloggers. I spoke to a blogger who told me that, I said, how did you do it? And she said the key was when a bigger blogger promoted her work, and that was when she started, she exploded. So it doesn't necessarily even have to be, it would be wonderful if we could connect more with Paleo Mom, but even if a larger blogger would let us write a piece for them, mm-hmm. write a recipe for them, that would help gain, you know, get us more audience too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, if you write that book, you can give talks in bookstores and libraries. Oh my goodness.
Well, the cookbook we're doing is an e-cookbook because of the cost. Costs of publishing a cookbook are pretty steep, and so we're starting with an e-cookbook. So we're still not sure, can that be promoted in public, you know, at a library and so on? It's not something you can give to people. I mean, you could print it.
You could print out parts of it, for sure.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, and there are, I know through the church that I belong to, they used to have cookbooks published. I don't think they were all that expensive. Mm. There's a lot of self-publishing today that's pretty inexpensive.
That's true.
So
yeah.
Something to look into.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it's there in our goals. We have goals.
Yeah.
Written down.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you're working together very well. So mm-hmm. that's a good thing. Well, we're kind of coming down to the wire here pretty soon. I would like you to give your phone number and repeat your both of your names so the listeners can hear you, and how can we get in touch with you?
Okay. I'm Chris Kober. And Alyssa Reeves. So email is alyssa@letscreatethesweetlife.com. And then my phone number to call would be 908-295-8923. And can I also give the website?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So it's www.letscreatethesweetlife.com. And we're on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Okay. So if people have questions about the diets or they're looking for recommendations from you, they could contact you.
Absolutely. I am happy to talk to people. Okay. In fact, I invite people all the time to email me, and I would love to speak to people because I've been there.
Yeah. Well, a famous person whose name I won't mention at the moment was interviewed on the TV a long time ago, and he said, "If you don't have a passion for what you do, you might as well fold your tent." And clearly, and I'm sorry we're not on the video tonight, but you clearly both have a passion for what you're doing, and that's what will definitely sustain you. Now, passion's not everything.
No.
You have to start working.
Yes.
And to keep the ball rolling. But I think you have that capability of doing that, so that's excellent.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We so appreciate it, and your tips are really helpful.
Yeah, we learned a lot.
Well, we'll have you come back and see how you maybe come back in another 6 months. And I'll be here as far as I know.
So wonderful.
And I'll probably have a better handle on getting the video started. So just a word for our listeners. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I own Rushmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection LLC, since I live in Califon. And I also have Animal Brands. We used to be manufacturers reps. Now I do consulting and speaking in the pet industry. If you know anybody who has a pet product that they're interested in launching, I can probably give them some pretty good tips on how to do that, since I was in the industry for over 40 years. I'm still in it. And then our other business is Rushmore Marine, and we sell floating docks to people who have waterfront property. So we're kind of diversified. But all the things we talk about on this program, all the concepts and the strategies apply to any business. So I hope that those of you who will have been listening had a pencil and paper handy to take some notes, because there were a lot of good takeaways from today's interview. So I want to thank you again, Alyssa, for being here, and Chris for being here. And we'll have you back in about 6 months, and we'll see how you're doing.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered remarks at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. The president was joined by Vice President Mike Pence. Let's take a listen to a portion of the president's comments.
This morning, I especially want to speak to the young sons and daughters who join us here today. I want you to know that your moms and dads were among the bravest Americans to ever live.
North Korea is threatening to cancel a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un over U.S. military drills with South Korea. Michael O'Hanlon is a Brookings Institution senior fellow. He says these drills have been going on for a number of years.
When the South Korean National Security Advisor went to North Korea a few weeks ago, it was remarkable that he came back with the news that Kim Jong-un didn't mind the exercises, supposedly, and said that he understood why they had to happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states can allow sports betting. Now, this also helps fantasy sports providers such as DraftKings.com. DraftKings CEO Jason Robbins said, though, this ruling has more to do about a lot of other issues than sports.
That's right. It was actually a very interesting law. It was a law that I think well beyond sports betting has constitutional implications, because it didn't actually make sports betting illegal federally. It told the states what they could or couldn't do with their own laws. So I'm not surprised it got struck down. We're actually very happy to see that, and we'll be entering the market as soon as we're able.
Police say seatbelts saved the lives of two people who crashed their $300,000 supercar in the Nevada desert last week. The Nevada Highway Patrol found a totaled McLaren 720 about 70 yards off the road near Lake Mead last week, with damage suggesting that it may have rolled at least once and just missed falling down a ravine. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down over 240 points.
And end the hardship its members may have faced only reinforces the need for legal immigration to the United States.
The reality is that you have vulnerable people in Central America who are struggling and suffering in difficult circumstances, who are being exploited by open borders advocates who have people march thousands of miles up the peninsula to come to our southern border. By changing the laws, by building a wall, we'll send a deafening message that the United States of America is open to legal immigration.
Pence was speaking there to Fox News. Several are feared dead after a high-rise building in Brazil collapsed in flames a short time ago. At least one person is confirmed dead at that tower in Sao Paulo this morning, where nearly 200 firefighters are still battling the flames. The 26-story tower has been occupied by squatters, and witnesses say they heard people screaming for help before the building collapsed. And Twitter is working with NBC Universal as well as